Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with The Trenches by Pop Evil. It is Muckin' Funday. It's also, looks like, the 11th day. I'm going to take my glasses off so I can see. The 11th day of December 2023. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program. Listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530. Then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you're going to have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 40 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson. We're looking for a high of 44 degrees today for the Klamath Basin and a low of 29 with showers. So it could be snow or rain. It's been drizzling snow and rain for two or three weeks now. Nothing new in the weather, I suppose. Anyways, we'll be right back and then we'll take a look at the alternate mainstream.
Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
All righty then. Over to the alternate, what the hell is that trying to do? Alternate propaganda, or I don't know. It's all a part of the Ministry of Lies. We'll go see what's over here. All right, here we go. Illinois' governor shutters $65 million migrant camp in Chicago after Biden's EPA complains of cancer-causing agents. They ever cared about us? You know, the PCBs, when they put the bridge in over here, they admitted that shit, the petroleum had leaked into our water supply on the other side. We've been drinking it all our fucking lives. So many people have died of cancer over here. It ain't even fucking funny. But yeah, I mean, you're talking about the goddamn fucking invaders, man. These motherfucking recolonization forces. We got to take care of them, son of a bitches, because they're important. American nationals, they're not important. On Tuesday, Illinois' governor, by the way, this son of a bitch, I believe, just signed that bill so that the illegal aliens can be their cops. I guess the people are getting a little shitty about it. But yeah, they can become citizens. And if they'll join the fucking corporate mercenaries, they can become citizens, which makes them just fucking, you know, 14th Amendment fucking goddamn subjects. But they don't care fucking. they come from third world shitholes. That's why they want them here, because they will live like third world shit. And we won't. At any rate, on Tuesday, Illinois' Governor J.B. Pritzker announced that he is shutting down Chicago's planned $65 million camp to house illegal immigrants. They're illegal. They're coming here and taking what belongs to you without due process of the law. Fuck you, American nationals. What are you going to do about it? polish a hole in your fucking gun. Illegal immigrants near Brinton Park after Environmental Protection Agency report showed toxic chemicals on the property. There's a piece of property right over here was a fucking mill. I mean, it is fucking, it has signs up to stay off, not to walk on it. That's where my dad worked, was in the mill. I spent a lot of time over there. And he had diesel poisoning and all. I mean, there was shit I saw over there you wouldn't believe. But, I mean, they're talking about developing it now. You'd have to dig down to the fucking goddamn bedrock and take all that shit out of there. It is fucking poison. Nah, man. Hey, it could mean jobs. Hey, man, you've got a job. Yes, I got a job. According to NBC, the EPA released an 800-page report that showed that the site set to house over 2,000 immigrants had mercury, arsenic, lead, cyanide, pesticides, and PCBs, which is what we were drinking all our fucking lives, found on the site. But that was all right. It was the railroad companies. It was their goddamn where they dumped the fucking fuel from the gas plants, you know, where they run the trucks out of the main stations. They came in here when they tore down the last, well, not the last one, but the one before the last one. And they took and they removed all the dirt where that, I mean, like for shit, I would say 60, 80 square yards. And they dug it down. I mean, they dug it down deep, like about 10 feet fucking deep, 15 feet foot deep, loaded it on train cars and hauled it out of here and brought train cars of other dirt and put in those fucking holes to cover this shit up. We covered it on here. My brother-in-law, he had the fucking paperwork on it. They were supposed to have hazmat come and get it, but they had to hurry because we were telling on them. But they poisoned us. It's okay to poison us. Just don't poison. Don't poison the repopulation. The repopulation is, we need the repopulation so we can get rid of the American nationals, because they're the only ones that have a lawful hold on this fucking land. They're the only ones that can destroy us. If they get off their dead asses and fucking do it, you'd have to get up and fucking, everybody get on that same fucking page, put your fucking goddamn lust for gold and silver and your goddamn religions aside, because you're not going to have any of that shit if you don't stop this, man. EPA standards on sampling and recommendations are clear and known to the city. Those are not the standards the city chose to use. It continued to know your business for the goddamn recolonization force. The city did not engage with the IEPA or the state before releasing the report, and when it did release the report, was unable to explain the lesser standards they did choose to use and how they arrived at those. If you were an American national, they would have just fucking said, oh, we'd have been all right. I thought I'd throw that in there. What the hell? I got a guy looking really pissed off here. Oh, it's the Illinois governor, that fat fuck, you fat fucking goddamn, I don't know, whatever in the hell you are. Oh, Charles Schwab. I mean, Klaus Schwab. WEF orders governments to arrest whistleblowers who expose depopulation agenda. Hey, I'm exposing you, you fat fuck. Come and fucking arrest me, you piece of shit Nazi motherfucker. Claim, act like you got a fucking superior intellect, you fucking old fool. Klaus Schwab's World Economic Forum have ordered world governments to mass incarcerate officials who are, we can only do it to officials. I'm officially Henry, you motherfucker. I'm calling you on it. Fucking genocide. You need a rope around your fucking neck, don't you, old cocksucker, who are trying to blow the whistle about the crimes of the elite during the pandemic. We all have blown the whistle. We fucking screamed. Everybody here knows about your fucking crimes, son of a bitch. There is nothing to fucking, nothing to hide. According to a World Economic Forum insider, there is escalating chaos within the halls of power in Davos. The halls of power in fucking Davos, Switzerland. This is where the power is. Not in your United States. Not in your sovereign country. Not in your sovereign fucking self as an individual free sovereign who has only the only jurisdictional authority in this goddamn country, Davos. That we got to blow that motherfucking place off the fucking map, oughtn't we? with the elite in it. As the elite desperately attempt to shut down public access to damning information that proves they were involved in planning and executing the pandemic and mass vaccine rollout, which has left humanity on its knees. The globalist elite are becoming increasingly authoritarian in an attempt to hold on to the power. But there is just one problem for them. The people are waking up and rising up against them. And we already have all the evidence we need to hold them to account for crimes against humanity. We've had that for how many fucking years? How are you going to do it, bitch? I mean, it's got to be the people's voice. I'm going to go look. So I say, yep, sure enough, the people's voice. How are you fucking going to do it, bitch? How are you going to hold them accountable? Are you going to hire a lawyer? Should we all send you fucking every dollar we got left in our pocket and do without some food or something so you can hire a fucking goddamn one of King Chuck's fucking esquires to fucking, we'll take this case clear to the Supreme Court, you know, $400,000, $1 million. We don't care. And then we'll have go to the fucking King's ultimate fucking star chamber court, which will fucking tell you to fuck off because you have no standing. You know what it means when they tell you you have no standing? It's because you're a 14th Amendment fucking citizen, which is, I mean, you're a subject. It tells you right in the 14th Amendment, you're a subject. Subject as a noun or a verb means the same fucking thing. You are not fucking autonomous. You are not a fucking a sovereign. You have a sovereign that rules over you. This thing keeps spinning on top of what the fuck this is about. Anyway, the people are waking up and rising up against them. The way people are waking up and bitching louder, that's all in the fuck they're doing. Of course I do. You know, I wonder because of the way things are going, if there aren't some fucking mayhem going on across this goddamn country, and they're not sure as hell not going to report on it in this alternate fucking mainstream, they're not going to fucking report on it. So make sure you send them lots of fucking money. And we already have all the evidence we need to hold them to account on crimes against humanity. Okay, we do. Now what? Now what, son of a bitch? You're going to put the solution in the rest of this article, right? Before we dive in, subscribe to the channel if you haven't already. And join the People's Voice Locals community to join our incredible community and support the channel. What are you going to do about it, bitch? According to the World Economic Forum Insider, it takes hundreds of thousands of people to pull off a conspiracy like the vaccine rollout, and Schwab and his cronies understood that government whistleblowers could act as witnesses in the upcoming Nuremberg Point 2 trials. Oh, you are fucking funny. These are Jews, okay? This is the fucking this is Zionism, man. This is fucking Ashkenazis. These are fucking, fucking the lowest form of fucking life there ever sleazed across the planet. And ain't nobody going to do a goddamn thing for them. Just like the whole fucking United Nations fucking anti-war shit voted to stop the violence there in the Gaza Strip, except for one. One who had veto power. Guess who it was? It was you and me, people. We want this fucking shit. These motherfuckers do not represent us in any fucking way, and there ain't going to be no Nuremberg Point 2 trial. Who's gonna do the arresting? Who's going to bring these fucking people in? I guarantee you enact common law. I'll go do it right fucking now. I'll go up and tap them on the shoulder and say, you're under fucking arrest for crimes against humanity, and it's a civil crime, and there's my warrant with my fucking affidavit attached with my fucking signature on it. And this is going to a fucking grand jury. I'm sorry, I have to cuff you. Why quit resisting trials for crimes against humanity? That's why the elite are making their move now and attempting to cover their tracks. We better hurry up, people, and we'll send money to the fucking People's Voice. Take the recent events in New Zealand, for example. Jacinda Ardern ruled over the most corrupt and craven WEF-infiltrated vassal state during her time as prime minister, and the fingerprints of the global elite were all were left all over this crime scene. Wow, you got him now, buddy. Former New Zealand TV presenter, I guess they call him that, Liz Gunn, published an update in October about one medical clinic and where 30 people received a COVID injection on the same day, and every single one of these 30 people died within the same time frame. Suspicious? Not according to the mainstream media. Well, you're mainstream, you motherfucker. You ain't. What are we going to do? How are we going to stop this? You think we don't know about this shit already? You're playing up to a fucking election. You're going to say, well, we'll put Donald Trump in because I've seen some Trump-tard writing on this son of a bitch in sight, too. Suspicious, not according to the mainstream media, which claims it's just a massive coincidence. You fucker. Jacinda Ardern's government knew that the jabs were poisonous, and yet they pushed them on the public regardless. Well, if they were fucking poisonous there, they were poisonous everywhere, weren't they? How do we know? Why else would they exempt the elite from the deadly jabs while forcing them on 95% of the public? Better question is, why did 95% of the public let 5% fucking inject them with the fucking poison? Why did they believe them? Thanks to an extraordinary brave government whistleblower. I love the car. Blown the whistle. We know that the consequences of the government vaccine mandate. Barry Young, the lead database administrator of New Zealand Public Health Ministry, Tiwata Ora, leaked explosive top secret government data on the death rates of people who have received COVID mRNA shots. And I got a picture of Hunter Biden at the top of the fucking page on his site, fucking molesting six-year-olds. So what? Using the pseudonym Winston Smith, a character from George Orwell's 1984, Young released data showing that enormous numbers of vaxxed New Zealanders died suddenly after receiving their shots, according to the statistician whistleblower. Explosive official data, more than 20% of the nation's citizens have now died after 20% of the nation's citizens have now died after receiving their COVID mRNA shots. So what are we going to do about it? Nuremberg 2.0. Somebody's setting that up. Somebody's doing that. Why? You heard about it. Well, they can't do shit. All we have to do is just come together as a fucking people and enforce our fucking law. We can wipe these motherfuckers out in short order. I got the exact fucking plan, and it fucking worked. It cannot fail. We just have to have the balls to do it. The statistics are truly damning and run contour to what the WEF infiltrated government are telling their people. Man, these guys are some sleuths. So how have the government responded to the deeply damaging leak that reveals they have the blood of millions on their hands? The WEF, that's the World Economic Forum, have turned the once proud nation of New Zealand into a police state. Well, actually, it was ruled by a fucking queen, but okay. The government sent the police to arrest the whistleblower in his home and banned the mainstream media from reporting on the story or publishing his leaked information. Liz Gunn reported live from New Zealand as the arrest was taking place. But it gets even worse, people. Around the chaos in New Zealand, as the global elite attempted to wipe their fingerprints off the crime scene, local reports suggested a drastic move is taking place behind the scenes, led by Jacinda Ardern in a desperate attempt to save her neck. Shit. The globalists responsible for the COVID pandemic nightmare are now attempting to cover their tracks any way they possibly can. It's an impossibility, and you fucking know it. You're going to be sitting here talking about it. You'll tell every goddamn aspect. We already know it. We know what they fucking did. What are we going to do about it? You do a lot of fucking talking about what we already know. Tell us something we don't fucking know. Thanks to the brave and important work of Liz Gunn. Oh, just because she told about it. Oh, is that all it takes is finding out? And the government whistleblower, Barry Young, we are seeing this cover-up play out in real time. Wow. Amid the leaks, arrests, and swirling rumors, a drastic move has taken place behind the scenes, a directive to release to ease the contentious data that reveals the true scope of the crime against humanity. We shouldn't be surprised. Arden was gaslighting the people she was supposed to be serving during the pandemic, telling them to trust the government as their only source of truth. Again, did I miss a part? What we're going to do about this shit? While whispers implicate Jacinda Arden is potentially ordering the data purged. the data purge. Also, you got fucking the Chinese removing the content from the fucking site. From the web. Concrete evidence has yet to emerge. Oh, here we go, people. Here's your peoples. The concrete evidence has yet to emerge. Oh, I think all them dead people would be kind of concrete, wouldn't it? As the situation unfolds, there are increasing demands to release the data now. If she and her former administration have nothing to hide, they should release the data now. You just said they're covering this up. Get real. Of course, this is not going to happen, okay? All right, that ain't going to work. So what are we going to do about this, people? The whistleblower has been demonized and locked up following Klaus Schwab's demand to make an example of a whistleblower to strike fear into the hundreds of thousands of government employees around the world who are sitting on similarly explosive data to the leak by Barry Young in New Zealand. We've been screaming this, and we did more reporting on this. Everybody fucking knows. You didn't discover fucking uranium here, people's voice. Now, what's your goddamn fucking answer? What's your answer to this? How do we solve it? Conveniently, Adren now works hand in glove with Schwab in the corridors of power at the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland. Really? That's where all the decisions are being made for the United States of these Americas? I guess that fucking constitution was fucking bullshit, wasn't it? That's like we told you all along. There's never been a fucking constitution. All we have is the unalienable law of December 15, 1791, which is the absolute authority of we the people as individuals and our jurisdictional authority to prosecute and no fucking courts to do it in. So we are supposed to turn to the second article, which is our right to keep and bear arms in order to check these motherfuckers. But that would be a solution, wouldn't it? Where are they? Where they are orchestrating the great cover up of their recent crimes, silencing brave truth tellers. Ooh, okay. We're still playing the fucking game, people's voice. Silencing brave truth tellers and whistleblowers is the heart of this cover-up. If you do not understand the powerful forces that are taking over our civilization and that submitting to them is a fate worse than death, then I have nothing else I can say to you. We never knew that. You've got a goddamn solution, buddy. But I think you get it. That's why you are tuned into the video. More and more people are waking up. The global elite are running scared, and we need your help to continue spreading the word. Send us some more fucking money. We'll tell you some more shit you already know and offer you no fucking solution. Here at the People's Voice, we are determined to continue exposing the crimes. We already know about the fucking crimes of the global elite. But we need you. What are you going to do if you had, you got all the documents holding in your hand, just like we have fucking Hunter Biden at the top of the front page on this site with fucking little six-year-olds dressed like fucking prostitutes with fucking crack cocaine. What are you going to do with it, buddy? How are you going to fucking prosecute? How are you going to take care of these fucking criminal son of a bitches? No, well, just send us more fucking money and we'll tell you more about them. We already know. Subscribe to the channel. Pay for us. Pray for us, tell your friends and family about us, and join the People's Voice local community for exclusive and uncensored content. I hope to see you there. You will, you fucking won't, because you got no fucking answers, and we've already, this is old news. I mean, fuck you. All you are is a goddamn little corporate prick that wants you in a fatter fucking wallet. They've offered you goddamn the goodies, and I guarantee you you're fucking incorporated and you're going to, and you got $100,000 fucking sets, and you're going to be the new NBC. No, you're going to be the new Fox, or you're going to be the new CNN to the NBC, CBS, ABC from the mainstream fucking broadcast on the television set. That's what we're looking at here. We're reading fucking goddamn Fox News, and that's what you might as well be doing, because it's, that's how, I mean, does it tell you that there's a Bill of Rights that you can fucking bring out, and that you can, under that Bill of Rights, under your law, lawfully, to kill every one of these motherfuckers, drive them from your country, prosecute them in the common law courts that you can fucking put in place. It is your goddamn right to have them, and you are the highest authority in this fucking country. So what are we going to do here? Oh, Nuremberg 2.0. Will you throw that fucking in there? That ought to get you a few more fucking dollars, you son of a bitch. Netanyahu, who says he appreciates U.S. veto of U.N. Gaza ceasefire resolution. Oh, this is by Dave DeCamp, antiwar.com. Israel Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on Saturday said he appreciated the U.S. vetoing a U.N. Security Council resolution that called for an immediate ceasefire in Gaza and vowed to continue his war. It ain't a war, it's fucking genocide. Who's doing this one here? Oh, antiwar.com. You ought to know the difference between war and genocide then. War in the besieged enclave, which has killed at least 17,000 Palestinians, most of them little children, some of them babies coming out of their dead mama's bodies. And that, I mean, isn't that exciting? Are you getting acclimated to this fucking shit? Are you? Other countries must also understand that it is impossible to support the elimination of Hamas on one side and on the other to call for the end of the war, which will prevent the annihilation of Hamas. Netanyahu said, the goddamn Jews created Hamas, and they work. Hamas works for them. They all got big fucking goddamn mansions. It's just the people, the poor ass people caught in the middle that are getting genocided, that are getting killed, that are getting wiped out. Little children fucking murdering them, blowing their houses up. This is genocide, genocide, genocide. And if we keep, hey, you know, let's just talk about it. That's what we should do here. That's what we're doing anyway, ain't it? Netanyahu said, therefore, Israel would continue our just war to eliminate Hamas. No, it's fucking genocide. And how dare you, antiwar.com, let it be called anything else. That's like calling this God, this is a democracy. This is a, fuck you. It is not a fucking war. It didn't to eliminate Hamas. It is genocide. Call a fucking spade a spade, whether it's their words or not. And achieve the war's other objectives. Oh, it has other objectives? Oh, you mean the genocide that we said, he added. The U.S. is facing global backlash and criticism from fellow U.N. Secretary Council members for being the only one to vote against the ceasefire resolution in Israel is killing civilians at a historic pace. That's called genocide. The Security Council held the vote on Friday after UN Secretary... Leave me the fuck alone, I'm working. The Security Council held the vote on Friday after UN Secretary Antonio Guterres invoked Article 99 of the UN Charter, which allows him to force a discussion if he believes international peace and security is at risk. 13 members of the UN Security Council voted in favor of the resolution, while the UK abstained, of course they did, you fucker Chuck, from voting, and the US used its veto power that's granted to permanent members, so everybody's not equal in this little fucking shithole, are they? Robert Wood, the deputy US ambassador to the UN, criticized the resolution because it didn't condemn Hamas and reiterated U.S. opposition to a ceasefire. You don't speak for me, you motherfucker. I'm an individual free sovereign national. You do not speak for me, you motherfucker. None of you represent we the people as individual free sovereigns. I do not want one more person killed in fucking Palestine. I want every one of you motherfucking genocidal son of a bitches hung by the neck until you are dead, dead, dead. And that's too good of a death for you. Baby killers. Hamas has no desire to see a durable peace, to see a two-state solution. Fuck you. You guys got some fucking lying ass fucking Jew who's never told the truth once in your fucking life. You said, but Hamas has no desire. Fuck you. We don't believe you. We can't believe that people are being, when little 6 and 8 year old kids, we see them slaughtered down on the fucking streets. We just don't believe you, you son of a bitches. You have zero credibility. You are marked as the goddamn diabolical fucking monsters you are. Wood said, for that reason, while the United States strongly supports a durable peace in which both Israelis and Palestinians can live in peace and security, what all two of the Palestinians are going to let live? We do not support calls for immediate ceasefire. Hell no, you don't. You love fucking murder. That industrial war complex loves all those billions of fucking dollars that could be taking care of our people living under fucking underpasses in the wintertime with their little children dirty and hungry. Couldn't it, you fucking maniacal motherfuckers? You are sick in your sick fucking heads. And all you that work for the fucking defense fucking industry building this shit to go take it over to kill children, you're more guilty than the rest of us. We're all fucking guilty. Make no mistake about it. I'm fucking guilty. You're fucking guilty. Because we have what it takes to fucking stop it immediately. All we have to do is act, and we're too big a fucking cunts to do it. We won't get up off our asses. We will not enforce our law. We will not stop these motherfucking maniacal maniacs. So they will fucking extinct another fucking people. These are sick son of a bitches. These are fucking rabid dogs. And your turn's coming because they're coming here to do the same fucking thing to you. Saying the U.S. was complicit in war crimes. It sure as hell is. By the Israeli occupation forces against the Palestinians in the Gaza Strip, the West Bank, and Jerusalem. Besides giving Israel cover at the U.N. Security Council, it also provided Israel with a huge amount of military equipment, including massive bombs to fuel the onslaught. Yeah, they shoot a bottle rocket at you, you drop a daisy cutter on them, right? That's fucking war. Beating up the little blind girl in the corner. That was a fight. You goddamn right. You are some pathetically sick motherfuckers. And you didn't do that in my name. There was, hey, anybody listen, that wasn't in the name of any American national. These motherfuckers do not represent us. They are an occupying force, and they're treating us fucking as badly, and they intend to exterminate our asses, too, because we have the fucking goddamn paperwork that proves this goddamn country belongs to us. But we also have fucking guns, lots and lots and lots of guns, and we have other fucking battle munitions, you son of a bitches. Anyway, we're going to take a break, and we'll be right back. I got to quit shaking here for a minute. I'm pissed.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
We'll be right back.
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Your donations are appreciated and damn sure needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It's 12:43 Pacific time, and of course, that was Hogjaw with Get Some. It's time to get some. Fuck it, we're behind. I mean, we're letting these motherfuckers walk all over us. And Illinois, that governor, I'm pretty sure it's Illinois, just signed that bill where fucking goddamn illegal aliens can be, well, it's corporate. I mean, they're corporate mercenaries. It's fucking union. Pigs. You son of a bitch come up to you with a fucking speaking Swahili's waving a fucking shotgun or a fucking automatic rifle in your fucking face. What are you people, how far are you going to let this fucking shit go is, I guess, is really the fucking question, isn't it? I don't have the article up today, but it'll be up tomorrow. I mean, we talked about that they were getting ready to fucking do the vote. Let's see what we do have here. Because there was one I really wanted to talk about. Here it is, and it's a video, but it's got the heading here. It says it all, and you people have probably heard the prick say it before anyway. Biden, the Second Amendment didn't say you can own any gun. You can own any weapon. You couldn't own a cannon when the Second Amendment was passed. That, people, is what you call a fucking bald-faced fucking lie. Now, we're going to get it out again because every fucking once in a while, I don't know why, they got the Library of Congress. They got all this shit, and it seems like they can't figure out what our goddamn Bill of Rights says and what it fucking means. But when the fucking articles were being proposed, the people proposing them had to come up and they had to explain them because the people were having their representatives either ratify them or knock them down. So they had to have an understanding of what the second article fucking meant. And Mr. Tench Cox, fucking, I think he was from representative from Philadelphia, explained the second article. He explained it clear. There are no fucking mistakes about what it means. And this cocksucker here is a piece of, well, he's just a fucking sock puppet. He's got a goddamn Chinese hand up his ass, but what the fuck's that matter? But here's Mr. Tench Cox on the second article. Who are the militia? Question mark. Are they not ourselves? Question mark. Congress have no power to disarm the militia. Their swords and every other terrible implement of the soldier are the birthright of an American. That's pretty goddamn clear, ain't it? The ultimate power of the sword is not in the hands of either the federal or state governments. That's clear, isn't it? The ultimate power of the sword is not in the hands of either the federal or state governments, but where I trust in God, it will ever remain in the hands of the people. That's fucking clear, plain English. Tell me that they just skipped over this. Nobody's brought this to their fucking attention. But the goddamn thing was fucking described, and what it meant was described before it was fucking ratified by the representatives of the people and became part of the ratified law of December 15, 1791. As civil rulers not having their duty to the people before them, do they now? Do they have their duty to us before them? Hell fucking no, they don't. They don't. They fucking represent the fucking destruction of our people, the destruction of our country, the destruction of our children and grandchildren, and the fucking to remove us from the fucking planet. As civil rulers not having their duty to the people before them may attempt to tyrannize, are tyrannizing. You tell me they're not fucking tyrannizing. And as the military forces, which must be occasionally raised to defend our country, you mean the standing fucking army of fucking mercenaries they're getting ready to add about fucking every one of these fucking fighting age fucking foreigners they fucking brought into this country in a fucking invasion? It is an invasion, stupid. You can't call it nothing else. Tyrannize, and as the military forces must be occasionally raised to defend the country, and they're going to let them into the goddamn military too, these fucking foreigners, into the military and give them citizenship if they'll go fucking serve to fight for the fucking Jews. Fuck you. You do not have the authority. Stop now while you still can. Every one of you is going to be executed. You got to better fucking know that. There will be fucking justice before this is over with. Might pervert their power to the injury of their fellow citizens, the people are confirmed by the article in their right to keep and bear their private arms. And that includes cannons. Every terrible implement of the soldier, fucking faggot motherfucker Biden. You got that? And by God, we will, and we have been for fucking more than 200 years. You don't know what we fucking got, you motherfucker. 590 million square miles. And fucking 340 million fucking people. What do we have, motherfucker? And what are the people that you're going to ask to fucking fire on America? You're going to get some goddamn third world fucking genius that you took out of the fucking lettuce field and put him in a fucking F-16? Huh? Or those planes belong to we the people. We fucking bought them, as does that nuclear arsenal, motherfucker. And we're going to take it back. And we're going to fucking secure our fucking liberty with it. If we have to destroy every one of you motherfuckers, and you're giving our wealth back, by the fucking way. And finally, in the statement, Mr. Cox says, the militia, who are in fact the effective part of the people at large, will form a powerful check upon the regular troops. If they fucking stand up and fight. If you allow it to continue, it will continue. If you are derelict in your duty to your fucking children, your grandchildren, and your progeny, you're a piece of fucking shit. If you don't stand as a single man and fucking back your rights, enforce your fucking rights at every fucking avenue, You're a fucking coward. I might not be in the field right now, but I've fought those motherfuckers with my fists. I've fought them in the fucking courts. And with my fists, I've had my bones broken, my blood fucking spilled. I've served time as a political prisoner. I've fought! That's all you got to do. If every fucking one of us just stands up, like a big, grow a fucking spine. Shut these motherfuckers down by enforcing the fucking law. That's what gets me. I mean, it ain't like, well, geez, we really, they ain't going to call us fucking rebels or anything. We're enforcing the supreme, superior, absolute, unalienable law of December 15th, 1791, and it's our fucking duty to do so. If we don't, we're fucking cowards, and what happens to this country, we will be fuck. Our great-grandchildren will dig up our graves and piss right in the bones of our fucking faces, and they should. Because we will have let them down. Let's see what else we got going here. Sorry, I got so pissed there, people. But this is fucking insane. We have it. It's in our hands. Jesus. Stop your fucking chasing the gold and silver. Stop your fucking religious bickering. The Judeo-Christians are the fucking problem. Organized religion is evil. It's joined with the government in violation of the fucking first article, isn't it? You don't give a shit about that. Because God's going to come down. He's going to take care of all of it. You want to see God's hand? Look at the end of your own fucking arm. Because that's the only way God's going to take care of it. See, where shall we start? Rothschild says the World Economic Forum will soon control what users purchase in new caste society. Now, I didn't know that. Did you people? I mean, I'm taken aback here. Who is this? Oh, the People's Voice. But they're going to inform me some more shit I've known for 20 fucking years. Okay. Let's get informed by the People's fucking Voice. Send them some fucking money. Get them a better set. Give the goddamn son of a bitch telling you what you already know, what you've heard 1,000 fucking times. Get him some more fucking money in his pocket. He needs a fucking Porsche. This is by Sean Adele. Tabataba, the People's Voice. The head of the Rothschilds banking dynasty has ordered world governments to accelerate the implementation of cashless societies and has boasted the World Economic Forum controlled artificial intelligence, AI, will soon dictate what the public can and cannot do with their own money. You think so? See, that's a statement. That is a fucking assertion. That is not a fait accompli. How about we blow your fucking head off? If you're dead, you ain't going to do that, are you? Are you you got some way to do it when you're fucking dead? Or send your fucking foreign mercenaries. We'll make them dead. Then how are you going to do it? It's just like these other shit on these goddamn fucking alternate fucking mainstream sites. How are you going to fucking do it? You make that fucking threat. I mean, I can hear the threat, but you ain't said how you're going to fucking do it. Who are you going to send to make me fucking go along with it? You fuck with my fucking money. You fuck with me. I'll fuck you back. Till I'm dead, I'll fight you to the fucking death for my fucking rights, for my fucking law, for my fucking people, for my fucking autonomy as an individual, free, sovereign, national of the little United, little S states, of the little America. Because the people are the fucking jurisdictional authority here. Lady Lynn Foster de Rothschilds says the World Economic Forum controlled AI bots are essentially for making the world a more equitable place. Are they really? Watch what we do to your fucking robots. The Rothschilds family established the Council for Inclusive Capitalism, an initiative that came into prominence during the peak of the COVID pandemic. This controversial council embodies many of the globalist ideals that alternative media was warned about. Yeah, we warned you fucking 10 fucking years ago, you assholes. And you're in there, use your wallet fat. You driving a Porsche, bitch? Brandon Smith, the creator. Maybe you're buying, some gold every week. You're taking your Porsche down to the fucking store and buying some gold every week, you motherfucker. You got guns, right? You're ready to fucking fight and stop this shit to do your fucking duty as an American national, right? Brandon Smith, the creator of the alt market, has extensively covered the CIC. He says his article titled, "What is the Council for Inclusive Capitalism? It's the New World Order," provides a comprehensive overview of the council's purpose and implications. Well, thank you. We sure do appreciate that. The primary objective of the council, as outlined by Smith, is to amalgamate major corporations with global, join. How about that? Use big words. Does that make your fucking Porsche run better, you son of a bitch? How about that we're going to join major corporations with global influence and integrate them with governmental bodies? I think the fuck you don't need no agglomate, whatever that fucking word is, and so you can sit there in front of the mirror and practice it, so you can fucking come down in your fucking $100,000 set and do a fucking broadcast about something that we know about already. We can be the best informed motherfucking slaves on this planet if we follow the people's voice. With global influence and integrate them in with local governmental bodies, forming a network of technocratic overlords, this council acts as a tangible representation of the environmental, social, and corporate governance initiative. Boy, those were some big fucking words. What's it all fucking mean? Oh, it means that you're going to be a fucking one world fucking slave, and they're going to be your fucking masters, and they're going to do it with your fucking currency? They're going to use currency? I would have never guessed that. Smith further elaborates that the council's role includes fostering rewards and implementing penalties in the business sector. These measures are based on the degree of alignment with globalist ideals and adherence to progressive social values, as well as commitment to the climate change objective. We didn't know that. Despite the council's official title being Council for Inclusive Capitalism, it was actually inaugurated on December 8, 2020, under the name Council for Inclusive Capitalism with the Vatican. Not the Vatican? They have money? Really? There's some kind of world power? Really? Wow, I didn't know that. The Council for Inclusive Capitalism with the Vatican, the Council, a historic new partnership between some of the world's largest investment and business leaders and the Vatican? No. It signifies the urgency of joining morale and market imperatives to reform capitalism into a powerful force for the good of humanity. Oh, it's done so much for us so far. Under the moral guidance of His Holiness Pope Francis and His Eminence Cardinal Peter Turkson, and inspired by the moral imperative of all faiths, the council invites companies of all sizes to harness the potential of the private sector to build a fairer, more inclusive, and sustainable economic foundation for the world. Capitalism, I never thought of that. ExposeNews.com reports, according to CIC website, inclusive capitalism is business that profitably works for the common good. As we have mentioned in previous articles, the term common good is collective ideology that is found in socialist, communist, and fascist movements. It's also found in the fucking what they tried to sell, the Constitution that never was. It's also found in there, isn't it? The common good. That was the Commerce Clause and the Common Good Clause. Isn't that how they fucking have claimed that they have the authority to make acts that fucking defy the fucking highest law in this fucking land, to defy the fucking people's authority, to defy the people, to enslave the people? We've talked about this before. Surely we must have. Common good is a collective ideology that is found in socialist, communist, and fascist movements. Durr. CIC website goes on to state that the CIC council members make auctionable commitments aligned with the World Economic Forum International Business Council's pillars of sustainability, value creation, people, planet, principles of governments and prosperity, and the advance of the United Nations Sustainable Development Goals. None of these motherfuckers has anything to say in my world. You see, I'm autonomous. I live under the fucking the ratified law of December 15, 1791, the fucking unalienable law. These motherfuckers, I don't want anything to do with them. I don't want them in my fucking country. I don't want them. They have no authority here. Anything they do is a violation of the 9th fucking article, and we have the right to blow their fucking heads off, hang them, put them up against the fucking wall, whatever you want to fucking do. That's the solution, motherfucker, by the way. CIC's founder and CEO is Lady Lynn Foster de Rothschilds. Her third husband was British financier Sir Evelyn Robert D. Rothschilds. The two were introduced to each other by their mutual friend, Henry Kissinger, at the 1998 Bilderberg Group Conference in Scotland. What does this all mean if there's nothing going to be done about... Oh, I forgot about it. That's right. Nuremberg 2.0. Fucking right. I read it. You really described that. I mean, one sentence, you just threw that in there. Oh, that's what it's going to be. Oh, how's that going to develop? What jurisdiction are you going to use? Who's going to fucking enforce the fucking jurisdiction? How are you going to do this, motherfucker? Well, enough people going to do it, but no, we don't want... Oh, protesting, maybe. Maybe you get 400 or 500 people out there and wag around and get some tear gas and stuff. Everything's going to be all right. No, it ain't. You're selling out your fucking children. You're selling out your grandchildren. You're selling out your great-grandchildren, and your bloodline will be fucking extinguished from this goddamn earth. It ain't the first fucking time these son of a bitches have done this. Sir Evelyn died last year, leaving most of his fortune to Lady Lynn, which meant that a multi-million pound wedge of Rothschild's wealth passed out of the 200-year-old British branch of the family. There's a British branch? Oh, I forgot about King Chuck. An empire, according to page 6, after botching Sir Evelyn's funeral, Lady Lynn had officially worn out her welcome with the London social set. She's like, this is what we're fucking reading, people. Is this going to stop it? Is this going to help us in any goddamn way? I want to know. She's been run out of town, a source told the page 6. So... In a 2020 article, geopolitical analyst and strategist, consultant F.W. Ngadale, briefly mentioned some of Foster's other notable acquaintances. Well, this sounds more like a goddamn social page, a social column now, doesn't it? Are we learning about Rothschild? We know who the fucking Rothschilds are. We know that every one of them deserves a rope around their neck, have earned a rope around their neck. We need to dig up their fucking corpses of their fucking deceased ancestors and put a rope around their fucking neck. According to the list of names of those who flew on the private jet of convicted child sex trafficker and reported Mossad operative Jeffrey Epstein, one more that appears, D. Rothschild's Lynn Foster. No, I don't believe the Rothschild. No. We're talking, man, this is like scandalous. It is interesting to note that the same Lynn Foster in 1991, before she took Sir Evelyn as her husband, grievously let a British friend have full use of one of Lynn's Manhattan apartment properties following the appointed apartment murder of the woman's father, British media tycoon and Mossad agent Robert Maxwell. That must be blessings, daddy. I mean, it's all tying together here. I mean, what do we do about this fucking people's voice? That's my question. You're going to answer that son of a bitch I keep asking you every fucking day, because this is looking like more goddamn. This looks like when NBC, CBS, and ABC ran the fucking networks. And then came along Fox, CNBC, and fucking CNN. And this is what you are. And you will morph, and the closer we get to this election, then you're going to start telling us, by God, this Republican here, or by God, I think this is one right here is particularly fucking Trumpish, Trump-tards. But see, these are people with fucking money. That's why they can come and while they're sitting in front of $100,000 set and ask you for fucking goddamn money. Ask the people out here. You think they have any clue how we're suffering out here? I mean, fucking, I live in the fucking jungle. I live like a fucking animal. I'm here doing this because I want my fucking grandchildren to have a life. I want my great-grandchildren to have a life. I don't want my seed erased from this fucking planet. This motherfucker's trying to get a goddamn, I don't know, a fucking goddamn tarp for his Porsche. You aren't giving any goddamn solutions. Why won't you talk about the Bill of Rights? It is the absolute fucking solution to every bit of this shit. We take this country fucking back lawfully through the Bill of Rights with our using our second article. We hang the fucking traitors, and then we go after the international motherfuckers that stole our fucking country away from us, stole our gold, stole our silver, and we fucking point the fucking nukes at them and say, give it up or fucking we'll let loose. We're not going to be treated like this. We would rather fucking be dead than walk as goddamn slaves upon our fucking planet, you motherfuckers. You don't own it. You thieving, fucking backstabbing, pedophilic pieces of shit. Anyway, people, I think you get the message of what I'm fucking saying. I've just about had enough of this. I'm fucking shaking them. This so angers me. I mean, all of these Johnny come lately telling fucking goddamn 8-10-year-old fucking stories. Well, did you know the Rothschilds? No. Yeah, fuck yeah, they are. Anyway, we'll be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast, The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches. Until then, man, go see what other kind of secrets the people's voice have to tell you. And man, if we all know, if we just all fucking knew, oh, wait a minute, we do know. Well, that's right, we ain't got no fucking balls and no spine. We won't enforce the fucking law that's on the fucking books. It's right there in front of us, our lawful fucking right to destroy this, and we will not fucking do it. Well, must be because we're cowards. That's The Word from the Trenches.